It's music time in Africa. Hello again, and a very good Sunday evening to you. I'm Rita Rochelle, and this is Voice of America's special weekly program with some of the best in popular and traditional music from different parts of Africa. The music I have for you has been selected and specially prepared for us by your VOA music man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian. We're happy to have you with us, and thank you again for letting us share part of your Sunday evening with you, your family, and your friends. Right now, the music. And Leo has a recording here that we're playing for the very first time. It's from Marion Makeba's album, Eyes on Tomorrow. What's special about this selection is that Marion Makeba has her own special guest joining her, the great Nina Simone. Tulasizwe unga bokala. Tulasizwe. Inkululeko, inkululeko, wako uzokun kobela. I see the light come shining from the west unto the east. Any day now, I shall be released. Marion Makeba of South Africa with special guest singer, the great Nina Simone. It's from the album Eyes on Tomorrow, and it's the first time we played it here on Music Time in Africa. You're listening to the Africa service of the Voice of America. We're your station for the best in news, information, and entertainment every day, 7 days a week. We're broadcasting from our studios in Washington, D.C., here in the USA, on the 13, 16, 19, 25, 31, 41, and 49-meter bands shortwave. In southern Africa, we're also on medium wave, and that's on 621 kilohertz. Again, I'm Rita Rochelle, your guide into the world of wonderful music, and I'm happy to be with you. Music exists in all nations and among all people. Music has existed as far back in time as we know about people and their cultures. Music from all cultures, just as in all the arts, is a reflection of the society in which it was created and at the same time helps to shape the future of that society. Musical languages, styles, and functions differ considerably. People in different cultures value music for different reasons. Music sounds different from culture to culture because social groups, or societies, develop their own tastes about what sounds beautiful in music. They have their own special musical traditions. They have different reasons for using music, and they use different instruments, and also have different ways of creating music. However, all cultures have music because of its universal power to stimulate emotional feelings and responses, and to convey powerful feelings, moods, and images. It provides a means of communication between people who desire common identity and have common values and aspirations. I think all this is reflected in our weekly Music Time in Africa programs, and what this program is all about. I think a good example is when we talk about a purely African musical instrument, and one of the most important in African music is the mbira. Often it's described as the thumb or hand piano. It has hundreds of different names according to the languages spoken in different countries in Africa. It comes in different shapes and sizes. The average instrument is small, about the size of a book. It has a number of single reeds which can be tuned to whatever scale desired, and it's played by swiftly moving the tips of the thumbs and fingers on the reeds. The reeds are usually pieces of metal, bamboo, or cane. Let's listen now to the mbira in this recording. It's called a lekembe.
Saida waibuba Tokenda rumugemi obwire jibukera Saida mbramuti Saida mbramuti Obaide ki sindika mugongo Obaide ki Obaide ki seginya mugongo Obaide ki Saida mbramuti Mutwale India Mutwale nyoro galira Waideki, tokenda mbramuti Towire jukera, towire jukera Musaida mbramuti Towire wire Waideki, tokenda lumugemi Sawa nesakenda, waideki Towire jukera.
Now from Tanzania, from the Dodoma region, a go-go musician plays a 21-note ilemba. The musician made the reeds of the instrument from the metal ribs of an old umbrella.
Galera,
Next, Mbira music from Zaire. This is music of the Luba people, played on two Chisanji Mbiras, one with 10 notes and one with 12. The three examples of Mbira music I just played for you were from Uganda, Tanzania, and Zaire. The music played on the Mbiras were limited to five-note scales, or rather what we call pentatonic scales. But throughout Africa, there are instruments that provide a much richer melodic line using eight-note scales. Listen now to the difference in this recording made in Zimbabwe. The Mbira in this recording, called Zawandao, has 28 notes with a large calabash resonator. This recording is from Zimbabwe.
Sequanda, Dinoranza, Lucy, Pirim, Coma, Ibabam komanda lombe maoe Simoni rakombo urombo handi nesa Handi zinde itawani joni nini mae yoe
That was the Zawandao Imbira of Zimbabwe. Well, here's still another different type of imbira. The instrument is the Kankowele of Zambia. Here, it's played by a musician from the Lala ethnic group. That was the 11-note Kankowele Imbira of Zambia. This next recording is an example of the 13-note Malemba. It was recorded in the town of Tabora in Tanzania. And even though it has only 13 notes, notice the rich melodic line. One final example of different types of imbiras found in Africa. This is the Imbiladeza from the Transvaal region in South Africa. It has 24 notes. Here, it's played by a musician from one of South Africa's important ethnic groups, the Venda. Thank you. Friends, you've been listening to music of the mbira, one of Africa's most important musical instruments. Next, music by a great African gospel group from Ghana. So stay with us. Just my usual reminder that VOA's Africa Service brings you special programs to keep you well informed and up to date on what's happening in Africa and the rest of the world. Friends, don't miss Daybreak Africa, African Panorama, and Nightline Africa. They're still the best choice on international radio, along with this program, Music Time in Africa, and my own special program, The World of Music, broadcast Mondays through Fridays. Think positive, and you'll think of VOA's Africa Service. From Ghana now, Ernest Opoku Ajiman and the Prophetic Gospel Band.
I want to pay you.
Adijan, Adijan by the Prophetic Gospel Band of Ghana with Ernest Opoku Ajiman. And that's it for this first edition of Music Time in Africa this Sunday evening. Thanks again for being with me, and I hope you'll stay right there by your radio because I'll be back in 1 hour and 30 minutes from now at 1930 GMT with our second edition featuring some of the best in African pop music. But right now, we have a report of the latest news. It's coming up next, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. This is Rita Rochelle with my love to all of you.